Becoming Aware of Absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Becoming Aware of Absolute. Our experiences with Absolute as a concept is sort of way out, and it is sort of difficult for us, and we think to ourselves, how can we ever understand Absolute? It is so far out. It is so intensive. It is so beyond our everyday ken. How do we understand it? Well, we understand Absolute just as we would say, we look in the dictionary and we look up the word Absolute. And Absolute is another word for God or deity or master cause or whatever we want to say. And it's a wonderful word, it's a wonderful concept, but it's a biggie. It's a biggie. Now, just what does God mean? Excuse me. What does Absolute mean? Well, Absolute means principle, it means allness, it means isness, it means everything that is good and beautiful. And so when we think of that, it sort of gets down to our own size now. What is beautiful and what is good? What is an isness? What is wholeness? Well, those seem to be rather abstruse and obtuse terms that are difficult to recognize or put into terms, put into words right away. But what they mean is that it is an isolated essence in the allness. An isness is an isolated essence in the allness. It is one as all, yet it has its uniqueness. It has its separateness. Oh, you mean when we die or pass on, what we experience is that the allness is taking place? What we experience is that we are part of the universal being, and we still retain our uniqueness? Well, yes and no. Yes and no, because in the allness principle says that everything is an is, and principle says that every is unique, and principle says that each is stands in a wonderful way with itself, perfect in every possible way, and principle says all these neat things. And yet, how do you understand it? How do you understand that principle says these neat things? How do you understand it? Well, when you're being yourself and having fun, when you're living in the now, when you're relating to who you really are, you go into the concept that there is no other. Now, this is an interesting thought. Here you have a bunch of pins in a pin cushion. I think you're all familiar with that. And each pin stands alone. Each pin is an is. Now, each pin may, in its diversity of use, be used for many different things. It could hem up a dress. It could pin a picture to a corkboard. It could poke a hole in your finger. It could do many wonderful things. And it has nothing to do with its use, what it is. The pin is a piece of metal with a head on it, and it is and a point on the other end. Now, that's the concept of pin. Now, if the pin did not have a head on it, it would not be a pin. If it did not have a point and a head, it would not be a pin. In the isness, in the allness, the concept pin stands and always is and always will be. However, this is the point that sometimes makes us wonder. If a pin is a pin, and a pin is a concept, and the concept pin is eternal, is the individual pin eternal? And here we come to a new point. The pin that you see is an expression of the eternal concept. And the eternal concept always remains the same. The eternal concept neither has height nor depth nor weight. It has no aspects to it. It has just an isness to it. The eternal concept of a pin is that concept of a piece of metal, or doesn't always have to be metal, it can be anything that is strong enough to do what a pin does, and it has a head on it, and it has a point. Now, you look at a cactus, and they have needles on them, but they're not pins. And you look at a sewing machine, and it uses needles, but the sewing machine is not a pin. Now, what is a pin? A pin is something that has a head and a point and a body and is rigid. Okay? That's the concept. So, we all have this original concept of who and what we are, for instance. Man is a concept. Woman is a concept. Child is a concept. But all of them are concepts of the one concept of a physical being, you might say, are all expressions of the divine coming forth in what we call a human being, are all expressions of the divine expressing themselves in the same shape, arms, legs, and the rest, or is there on other planes of reference, on other dimensions of livingness? Are there beings that's a good term for it. Are there beings that express themselves with other aspects to their being? Are there beings that are just a mind? Are there beings that are just a brain? Are there beings that have their arms on the bottom and their legs on the top? Or are there beings that have many arms and many legs, like spiders or ants? Yes, you see, beings refer to an infinite broad scope of all these things, and it's wonderful. And that is an expression of absolute. Absolute is the ideal, it is the original archetype of thought behind all expression. And the expression might ooze out into many different references. We have fat people, thin people, tall people, short people. We have wise people. We have people who are illumined. We have people who are unillumined. We have people who are expressing all these things. But they all come from the one concept of being that we are. And that concept of being is fulfilled and beautiful and wonderful. That concept of being is eternal and everlasting. That's an aspect of absolute. The concept of being, only one aspect of it, but absolute has all in it, all concepts in it, all reality in it, all expression in it, and it is really exciting. It's exciting when we begin to think about it in all of its ramifications. And when we think about it in all of its ramifications, it makes so much sense. It makes so much rightness to it, that we feel good, we feel happy, we feel content, we feel revealed. Yes, absolute is a fantastic area to think in. It's a fantastic area to wonder about and to live in. You have that ability to live in that fantastic area of wonderment, of isness, of beingness. You have that opportunity to understand that. You have the opportunity to be yourself. But you're only going to be yourself when you let go and you let the imagination that you are fulfill itself, reveal itself, and express itself in you, as you, through you. We are the expression, the outpicturing of our absolute concept of who we are. Do we want to be that absolute concept in its original and in its allness? If we do, that's what we originally are, and that's what we really are, then we begin letting go of all of these limiting ideas that say we are what we appear to be. And we return in our aspect of thinking to our original cause, our original purpose, our original direction. And as we return to that original cause, original purpose, and original direction, then that's what we are, that's what we experience, and that's what we enjoy. And we always were it, we always will be it, and we are it now. So that's just a thought into the concept of absolute. And there are many more, but enjoy, because it's a lot of fun. Have a good day, think good thoughts, and know that you are the allness. I love you. I love you. I love you.